how you making?" Miss Inez asked. "How you feeling, darling?"
"Not so hot," Mrs. Riley answered truthfully.
"Ain't that a shame?"
Miss Inez leaned over the glass case and forgot about her cakes.
"I don't feel so hot myself. It's my fit. Lord, I wished I was that lucky. I got arthritis in my elbow."
"Oh, no,"
Miss Inez said with genuine sympathy.
"My poor old papa's got that. We make him go set himself in a hot tub full of burning water. My boy's floating around in our tub all day long. I can't hardly get in my own bathroom no more."
"I thought he was married, precious."
"Ignatius? Hey, la la,"
Mrs. Riley said sadly.
"Sweetheart, you want to give me 2 dozen of them fancy mix?"
"But I thought you told me he was married,"
Miss Inez said while she was putting the cakes in a box.
"He ain't even got him a prospect. The little girlfriend he had flew the coop."
"Well, he's got time."
"I guess so,"
Mrs. Riley said disinterestedly.
"Look, you want to give me 6 wine cakes, too? Ignatius gets nasty if we run out of cake."
"Your boy likes his cake, huh?"
"Oh, Lord, my elbow's killing me,"
Mrs. Riley answered. In the center of the crowd that had formed before the department store, the hunting cap, the green radius of the circle of people, was bobbing about violently.
"I shall contact the mayor,"
Ignatius was shouting.
"Let the boy alone,"
a voice said from the crowd.
"Go get the strippers on Bourbon Street,"
an old man added.
"He's a good boy. He's waiting for his mama."
"Thank you," Ignatius said haughtily. "I hope that all of you will bear witness to this outrage."
"You come with me,"
the policeman said to Ignatius with waning self-confidence. The crowd was turning into something of a mob, and there was no traffic patrolman in sight.
"We're going to the precinct."
"A good boy can't even wait for his mama by D.H. Holmes."
It was the old man again.
"I'm telling you, the city was never like this. It's the communists."
"Are you calling me a communist?"
the policeman asked the old man while he tried to avoid the lashing of the loot string.
"I'll take you in, too. You better watch out who you calling a communist."
"You can't arrest me,"
the old man cried.
"I'm a member of the Golden Age Club sponsored by the New Orleans Recreation Department."
"Let that old man alone, you dirty cop,"
a woman screamed.
"He's probably somebody's grandpa."
"I am,"
the old man said.
"I got 6 grandchildren all studying with the sisters. Smart, too.